for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. COVID-19 cases are again on the rise in Virginia, and the governor says he will continue to encourage, rather than mandate, vaccinations and other measures. How much federal stimulus money will state lawmakers allocate to protect people against getting evicted? And a prisoner sues the state for refusing to allow him to take medication for his opioid dependency. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 23rd. After months of declining new infections, COVID-19 cases are again on the rise. Governor Ralph Northam says Virginia will focus on encouraging vaccinations and safeguards rather than mandating them. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
It's Thursday morning, and Governor Ralph Northam is on a tour of Virginia Commonwealth University's College of Health Professionals.
Nice to meet you.
Northam is here to encourage vaccination. New infections are rising after 6 months of decline. But when asked about the different types of mandates he can make, Northam stands by the policies of encouraging rather than requiring vaccines, masks, and other mitigation factors.
One thing that we learned during COVID-19 is that one size doesn't fit all. We expect, and I would hope that everybody wants to do the right thing, and that is to keep people safe.
Northam was supportive of mandates implemented by universities and private businesses.
At the state level as a governor, I certainly can't mandate that, but we can encourage.
Art Kellerman is a physician and the CEO of the VCU Health System. He's already thinking about the possibility of increasing numbers this winter.
I hope and pray we don't go into that again this winter. This is totally preventable if people get vaccinated. There are people out there who say, I don't want the vaccine because I'm afraid I might have a side effect or it might be risky. Your risk of getting or dying from COVID is 100 times higher if you don't get vaccinated.
Virginia's averaging 500 new cases a day. That number was just under 140 a month ago. I'm Jad Khalil.
Virginia's General Assembly is about to return to Richmond for a special session to determine how to spend more than $4 billion in federal stimulus money. Some advocates want action taken to protect people against evictions. Also with Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
The federal protection against evictions runs out at the end of this month, and that could cause a huge wave of people being kicked out of their homes because they can't pay rent. Kim Bobo at the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy says lawmakers can spend $30 million to make sure all those tenants have legal representation during court hearings.
There's just a huge difference in outcome if you have legal representation. And so one of the best things we can do to make sure that people are allowed to stay in their home is to, one, get this money out the door for rental and mortgage assistance and have them have access to legal services.
There's one thing lawmakers can do that won't cost any money at all. Christy Mara at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says the General Assembly can take action during the special session to require landlords seek rent relief money previously set aside before evicting anyone.
We have only spent a fraction of the money. I think we got $1 billion and we've spent like not even $300 million yet. Any policy that goes into place that helps this money get spent is actually saving Virginia money because we're not going to have to give that money back to the federal government.
Lawmakers are scheduled to gavel into session at the beginning of August to spend federal stimulus money and appoint new appeals court judges. Michael Pope.
A prisoner is suing the Virginia Department of Corrections for refusing to allow him to take medication for his opioid dependency. He's now asking a federal appeals court to hear his case, claiming the department's policy violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. Whitney Evans with VPM reports.
Jeremiah Chamberlain asked for methadone and buprenorphine when he began serving his sentence, but he was told neither of those were available at state prison facilities. Wanda Bertram with the nonprofit Prison Policy Institute says most people in prison are struggling with some sort of substance abuse.
The fact that we not only choose to lock up people with drug issues in this country, but choose to lock them up in facilities that actively make it more likely that they're going to die of an overdose, I think is really an indictment of how the system works.
The district court judge ruled against Chamberlain, saying he failed to prove the medications were necessary, but courts have ruled in favor of prisoners in Massachusetts and Maine who sought such treatments. VPM reported earlier this week on a dramatic increase in opioid overdoses in prisons nationwide.
Whitney Evans with our partner station at VPM reporting. Finally today, a Republican candidate for governor, Glenn Youngkin, cut the tax bill on a farm that he and his wife own by 95% after getting Fairfax County to redesignate the property. In 2020 and 2021 combined, the change in designation from horse farm to agricultural property resulted in a $152,000 reduction in real estate tax. The Richmond Times-Dispatch obtained the information from Fairfax County's Department of Tax Administration. A spokeswoman for Yunkin said the couple sought the designation as part of a commitment to environmental stewardship and conservation. They and other neighbors maintain a trail open to hikers and horseback riders, the statement said. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.